Many moments during the last 8 months of my mother's life feel surreal, and I frequently think about postmodern philosophy and surrealistic art during these months. A famous painting by René Magritte clearly depicts a smoker's pipe with the words, "Ceci n'est pas une pipe," written in a lovely script underneath. The words translate as, "This is not a pipe," and the image as a whole strikes me as beautiful, because it's true even though it seems false at first. Clearly, the image depicts a pipe. It's impossible to mistake it for anything else. But what the viewer is looking at is a painting, and a painting is not a pipe. Further, when I've seen this image, I've been looking at a photograph of the painting, so I'm not even looking at a painting, really. Michel Foucault, in a small book entitled This Is Not a Pipe, cautions us against seeing the smoker's pipe as somehow superior to or more real than the painting of the pipe. This idea strikes me as beautiful, too. If presented with a pipe, and also with a painting of a pipe, we should not look at the pipe and say to ourselves, "This is a pipe, it is an object, and it is real," and then look at the painting and say, "This is a painting that is only a representation of that pipe, and so it is less important." Instead, Foucault asks us to see the pipe and the painting both as objects that share what he calls similitude, a quality of sharing certain characteristics, each one real and valuable in its own right. If only I could hang on to the concept of similitude every time I am asked by a discharge planner or an admissions representative to answer the question, "What is the plan?" If I could hang on to the beauty of similitude, then, when faced with that question, I would not be stricken with such anxiety that I want to scream, "There can't be a plan! Can't you see that everything changes too fast to make a real plan possible? How can you ask me to have a plan?" When I am lucky, which is infrequently, a Foucauldian voice peeps up from a postmodern fold of my brain and says, "Take a deep breath. What you have is similar to a plan. It is no less real than the thing you are calling a real plan. It will be okay." More often than not, my very modernist brain insists that a real plan is logical and executable, and its results can be predicted with some degree of confidence. Viewed this way, what we can make bears only the vaguest resemblance to a real plan. Our entire cancer journey seems like a fall through a rabbit hole into a world where nothing is ever essentially true or real. The soundtrack might have been written by Jefferson Airplane. The meanings of words shift depending on who is speaking them and the day on which they are spoken. Two doctors looking at the same bone scan just hours apart from one another explain the significance of the image in very different ways. Angie and I, hearing the same doctor utter the same words at the same time, she via the speakerphone I place on Mom's bedside tray table, me while standing in the room, interpret their meaning so differently that one might wonder whether we speak the same language or whether the words were changed upon their transmission through the ether. There is no objective reality, no master narrative that will lead us to a logical conclusion. And yet, everyone needs an answer to the all-important question. What is the plan? Plan? What plan? This is not a plan.